Good evening and welcome to South Sudan in Focus on the Voice of America. I'm John Tanza in Washington. Here are some of the stories we are covering today, Tuesday, April 15, 2014. Rebels allied to Riek Machar say they are in control of Bentiu town, but the SPLA spokesman rejects that claim.
There is still fighting on in Bentiu, and we are waiting for the report from our field command. There is still fighting over Bentiu.
A top UN official says the last round of fighting is hampering efforts to reach thousands of civilians caught up by the fighting in three states of Upper Nile, Jonglei, and Unity State.
I really cannot understand what is perpetuating this. Allegedly, there is a cessation of hostilities, but I think that once again, the incidents of Bentiu today just show that it's not real.
We'll have these stories and more coming up on South Sudan, starting with the latest report on the town of Bentiu. Opposition forces say they have retaken control of Bentiu, the capital of oil-producing Unity State. National Army officials say fighting continues in and around the town. A resident in Bentiu who does not wish to be identified has confirmed the report for VOA. Opposition officials acknowledge they are trying to shut down the country's oil production. James Gadet Dak, the spokesperson for opposition leader Riek Machar, says their fighters took control of the town today.
The town has fallen to our forces this morning. This is after the fight of yesterday and today in the morning, about 8 a.m., according to the information we got from the ground.
Sudan People's Liberation Army spokesperson Colonel Philip Aguer says the army still had troops in the town as of this afternoon local time, and that fighting was continuing.
There is still fighting on in Bentiu, and we are waiting for the report from our field command. There is still fighting over Bentiu.
Neither side was able to provide casualties. Gadet confirms the anti-government side is attempting to shut down all oil production in South Sudan. He says they have given production companies in the country's two oil-producing states, Unity and Upper Nile, 1 week to shut down their operations. He says they do not want the government using revenues from oil sales to buy more weapons. Joseph Kanturas, the acting spokesperson for the United Nations mission in South Sudan, says peacekeepers evacuated 10 foreign oil workers yesterday. He says 5 were injured, 2 critically. Kanturas says production workers were caught up in an attack on an oil refinery some 30 kilometers outside Bentiu. Gadet claims dozens of the more than 4,500 people who sought refuge in the UN base were celebrating the town's takeover by the opposition forces.
The civilians in the UN compound, they have come out dancing, singing, ululating, and welcoming the rebels inside the town.
UN officials could not confirm that civilians were leaving the camp. United Nations mission in South Sudan, the United States, and other members of the international community have criticized both sides for failing to observe cessation of hostility agreement signed in late January. The third round of peace talks in Addis Ababa has been postponed until next week. The United Nations top humanitarian official in South Sudan confirms that ongoing fighting is making an already desperate humanitarian situation in the country even worse. Humanitarian coordinator Toby Lancer says as many as 7 million people could be suffering from severe hunger by the end of the year. Mungume Davis Rakarinj has the story for VOA from Juba.
Lancer told reporters in Juba today he is outraged at reports of renewed fighting in Bentiu.
I really cannot understand what is perpetuating this. Allegedly, there is a cessation of hostilities, but I think that once again,